From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. President Donald Trump says Americans have grown weary without victory in Afghanistan. But he says a hasty exit of U.S. troops would create a vacuum quickly filled by terrorists. The president made his comments in an address to the nation Monday night, unveiling his new strategy for Afghanistan and South Asia. Mr. Trump said the U.S. must seek an honorable and enduring outcome worthy of the tremendous sacrifices that have been made, especially the sacrifices of lives. The president said the security threats in Afghanistan and the broader South Asia region are immense. He said his new strategy will include a regional approach for South Asia, in which the U.S. will seek improved relations with India. He said the U.S. will take a tougher stance on Pakistan, which he accused of acting as a safe haven for, quote, agents of chaos, violence, and terror. The president did not give a timeline for U.S. troop involvement in Afghanistan, saying the new strategy would shift from a time-based approach to one based on conditions on the ground. He also did not specify an increase in U.S. troop levels in that country. At 16 years, Afghanistan is the longest U.S. war. A rocket landed in the heart of the government and diplomatic area in Afghanistan's capital of Kabul just hours before President Trump unveiled his new strategy for the war in the South Asian nation. Police said the rocket landed Monday on a secure road just outside the presidential palace near an area housing Afghanistan government offices, foreign embassies, and the headquarters of the International Military Coalition. This is VOA News. Police in Spain have shot dead a man that they believe was the driver of Thursday's deadly van attack in Barcelona. Ending a massive manhunt, police killed Yunus Abu Yaqub after confronting him Monday in a rural area known for its vineyards about 45 kilometers west of Barcelona. Authorities say they shot the fugitive after he held up what appeared to be a bomb belt that later was discovered to be fake. Catalan Interior Minister Joaquim Forn told Catalunya Radio that everything indicates Yunus Abu Yaqub was behind the wheel of the van during Thursday's Barcelona attack that killed 15 people. The U.S. Navy is promising to take a much more aggressive stance as it tries to determine what led to a second collision between a U.S. guided missile destroyer and a commercial vessel in as many months. 10 American sailors are missing. 5 others are injured, with the USS John McCain sustaining significant damage. This is a result of Monday's collision with a tanker near the Strait of Malacca. Photos released by the U.S. Navy show a gaping hole below the waterline on the USS McCain's port side. A statement from the U.S. 7th Fleet said the damage was significant and that some of the sleeping areas and communications rooms were flooded as a result. In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson says the pause is necessary. The United States will stop the issuing of all non-immigrant visas from Russia beginning Wednesday to September 1st, this according to the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. The embassy says the move is due to the Russian government-imposed cap on its staffing levels. Visa issuing will resume September 1st, but only at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Consulates in St. Petersburg, Vladivostok, and Yekaterinburg will stay frozen for as long as staffing levels are reduced. The United States and South Korea began their annual military exercises Monday, with officials describing the largely computer-simulated war games as defensive in nature. However, the drills always draw objections from North Korea, which sees them as a rehearsal for invasion. And millions of people across the United States watched a rare total solar eclipse, which darkened skies from the Pacific to the Atlantic for the first time in 99 years. The eclipse began Monday morning in the western state of Oregon, causing temperatures to drop significantly as the moon covered the sun. In Washington, I'm Doug Bernard reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, mama, mama, yeah. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Dien. Hot and beautiful songs from across the African continent will come knocking on your doors. So I want you to relax because today I'm going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. So stay close. But right now on the show, I have my main man, the great King Milan from Freetown, Sierra Leone. He works for the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation. He's the entertainment newsman and he is the host and producer of Star Parade, Musical Mix, and so on. Both of us will be running things for you today, so I want you to relax because we are going to take you on a trip around Africa on disc. But later on the show, Queen Nak Ada Yang from China, a Sierra Leonean black Chinese queen, is going to be our guest on this great show. So I want you to relax, okay? But let's start off today from Ethiopia, Emeya, Ethiopia. And that is done for us by Yehuna Belai. So let's enjoy this one and we'll be right back.
I'm
A mayor Ethiopia by Yehuna Belai from Ethiopia. Beautiful music on the African beat. Well, we've got a lot of dedications for you today. All your requests will be coming out. And so let me just switch over to you, King Milan. What have we got first on your list?
Well, yes, indeed. This is coming from James Oloye Smasha. Saying here, hi, Mr. Vandy. I'm really enjoying your musical program on VOA. And it's coming from Uyeya Smashi from Lagos, Nigeria.
And you know, I just got this message, and one of my listeners is really, really mad with me right now. So I'll just read it quickly. Good day to you, my man, my mentor, my best presenter. My name is Mr. Danlami from Cotton Cafe, Koji State in Nigeria. Mr. David Vandy, my man, I am really not happy with you because today marks a week since I've been writing to you and you have refused to read my post. Every day from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. Nigerian time, I keep listening to your program African Beat. You don't even care to read my post. Why, my man? Why, please? What have I done to you? I miss you when I have problems with my radio. But thank God I have bought a new one. And that is just because of you, David Vandy, and the African Beat. You know you are my man. And to my greatest mom, Hajia Nadama, and to my second mom, Mrs. Ofisa Maria Tukamara in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and to all Manchester United fans. And not forgetting you, my man, Mr. David Vandy. I love your show, man. God bless you, David. Up, Mr. David Vandy. Up, African Beat. Up, Nigeria. Please, 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 give me some good music. I know you want something by Timaya. But unfortunately, Mr. Danlami, I cannot bring you something by Timaya today. And so we will bring you something done for us by Banky W. So you see, Milan, my listener out there is really mad with me because for 1 week I have not read his post. But I'm sure he's happy now wherever he is.
And of course, I like the way you read that message. Everything about his message is so strict that this guy definitely wants to get something from you.
He wants to get his message out there, and I am happy Mr. Danlami is happy right now. And so this is a song coming from Banky W featuring Chidima. But just before I play this song, I have an email from a special listener out there in Nigeria. And I'll send this one over to King Milan, who will just read it for us.
Yes, and this is one from a listener called Ishaya Amambash from Oyo, Taraba State, Nigeria. Saying here, hi, Mr. Vandy. It's been a while now I couldn't tune to VOA to announce my arrival. That's why I wrote to you, say hi. Please welcome me and my fiancé with the song titled All I Want Is You by Banky W featuring Chidima.
All right, well, you got it right. All I Want Is You by Banky W featuring Chidima. And so, if you're out there, Ishaya Amabash from Yoro, Taraba State in Nigeria, this one is going out to you. And not forgetting my man, Mr. Danlami from Cotton Cafe, Koji State in Nigeria. Let's get this one going.
Pass me brain, I don't need
I Want Is You, the sound of Banky W featuring Chidima from Nigeria. And if you're just tuning in, this is the African Beat on the Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on, and that is Queen Nak Adayang, Sierra Leonean Black Chinese from China. And she's a fine artist. We're going to be talking about her productions today. So stay tuned and don't go away. We'll be right back.
Hi, I am Devoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
You are listening to the African beat on The Voice of America, and I am David Vande here in Washington, together in the studio with
King Milan.
Yes, King Milan from the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation in Freetown, Sierra Leone, but he's live here with me in the studio. And now we're going to play a brand new song called Angelina. Angelina is done by a Sierra Leonean, Marvin Banks, that is based in Lagos, Nigeria. And Milan, tell us a little bit about Marvin.
Yes, once again, as you said, Marvin Banks, his real name is Marvin Bangura. He's a Sierra Leonean born based in Nigeria. He's an Afro hip-hop recording artist, producer, and sound engineer as well. He was born on the 2nd of June, 1991 in Freetown, Sierra Leone, and attended both primary and secondary school education in Freetown as well. He got his interest in music at the age of 12 and was influenced by Afrobeat, Gumbe, and palm wine music in Sierra Leone. The inspiration Marvin got through his music led him to produce various artists from around West Africa. His work led him to relocate to Nigeria in 2010, and since then, he has been working waves in Nigerian music scene. Apart from being an artist producer, Marvin Banks is also CEO of African Dream Entertainment. The multi-talented Sierra Leonean Marvin is here with an amazing song titled Angelina. Over to you, David.
Thank you very much. And so we're going to play Angelina for all our listeners out there right now. And just as we play that, let me just say hello, hello, hello to my friend Ikena from Ebonyi State in Nigeria. You say you love the African beat, and let me keep playing the songs. And so this one is going out to you. Let's check this one out. Angelina by Marvin Banks from Sierra Leone, currently based in Lagos, Nigeria. Continue this beautiful music. Let me just take this email now from one of my favorite listeners from the Capitol Building in Monrovia, Liberia, La Voix Sergilou. Hi, David. You are making Africa great through African beats, and you are becoming great too. In simple words, make Africa great and become great. African music always conjure and share values, cultural practices, languages, and traditions of Africa. The program also unveils the humble beginnings, love the honest effort of the African musicians themselves. To admit, David, I love African beat. So let's stand with African beat. La Voix Sergilou, Capitol Building in Monrovia. Thank you, La Voix Sergilou.
Thank you, La Voix Sergilou.
Angelina by Marvin Banks from Sierra Leone, who is currently based in Lagos, Nigeria. This is the African Beat on the Voice of America, and I am David Vandy, and I am working the show today with the great King Milan from Sierra Leone, who is my man on the microphone on the other side of the studio. But right now, we want you to stay close. We'll be right back after this break.
I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
Welcome back to The African Beat, the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces on The Voice of America. Well, I told you we have a lot of emails and messages from our fans today. And so, Milan, what have we got next?
Well, this one is coming from Fred McBain from Olamoboro in Kogi State, Nigeria. It says, "Hi, Mr. David. How are you doing, my music boss? We are doing well here in Nigeria. I really enjoy your show yesterday. Most of the songs are my favorite, and of course, I love them so much. I was just happy, and nobody knows why. I'm grateful. Please, I hope to hear more lovely tunes next time, like songs from Timi Dakolo and Sonny Ineji. It's been long hearing songs from them. Thanks, and God bless you. I've been hearing about VOA goodies, but I don't know how to get them. Can I get goodies too? What can I do to get them?"
All right, my favorite listener out there, Fred McBain from Olamaboro in Kogi State, Nigeria. You can get your goodies. All what you need to do, send me your postal address. I mean your home address, the physical address, all right? When you send in your messages, just include your postal address there. And your VOA goodies, African Big Goodies, will be in the mail to come to you. And so let's get on to music. Ale Ale is our next tune, and it's done by Fou Malade from Senegal. By Fou Malade of Senegal. Well, I want you to stick and stay around and make sure you don't touch that dial, because when we come back, I'll be talking to my guest, and that is Queen Nak Adayang, the Black Chinese queen, born in Sierra Leone but now based in China, who is a fine artist. We'll be right back.
African Beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
Welcome back to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Earlier on the show, I told you that I have a very special guest. And today, this beautiful lady that we have as our guest is a fine artist. She's a painter. And I tell you, you want to see some of those works. And so let me just take this time to welcome you, Queen Nak. Welcome to The African Beat at The Voice of America.
Thank you so much, Mr. David Vandy, for having me, and I'm so proud of you.
Oh, well, you don't know how proud I am of you, actually. You hail from the country where I come from, Sierra Leone, the Lion Mountain, and you're now based in China. I know that you are a cultural artist, a fashion designer, and you have a lot of this stuff. But let us, first of all, take a look at where it all started. How did you find yourself in China? How did you get there?
I met my husband, Mr. Yang, in Freetown. We got married and we moved to China. And Mr. Yang is a painter. So I had nothing to do at the time. So all what I had to do was the paintings.
To learn how to paint.
Exactly. The house is full of paintings. It's full of painting brush, ink, and all of it, so I just had to.
And that
to
one
fit
is
in.
All over the house?
Yes.
Okay. When you were back home in Sierra Leone, did you have a talent like that? Did you ever have the knack for painting?
No.
Did you ever like painting before?
I don't like paintings before.
So, how did you develop that interest?
Because when I moved to China, my husband does painting like every day. And I wanted to do my fashion and design. I wanted to continue my charity event and everything. But you know, when you want to do something in life, you don't have the support. So you have no choice. You just have to do what you
what is available to you at
exactly.
that moment.
Exactly. Okay. So I had to do the paintings also because I was bored. I didn't know the language. I didn't know the... It's a two different world, Africa
different
and China.
Different culture.
Different culture. And everything was totally different. So I made a choice to do the painting to keep my time because I wanted to embrace their culture. I wanted to embrace what they do.
What
I wanted
they do.
To do what they do.
Yeah. And so... Has the painting overtaken your spirit now? You are so in love with the paintings.
Exactly.
Because from what I see here and what we have not even displayed today yeah. is that the painting is taking over your whole being. What about the fashion? What about the cultural?
It's still going on. What I did was, okay, when I started doing the paintings, I didn't take it seriously. Like, people were telling me, Ada, your paintings look good, they look great and everything, but I just think that they just wanted me to be happy because they saw I'm so in love with their culture and I embraced everything about them. So maybe I just think that they were just trying to make me happy. That's why they were telling me it was good. And then later, we had some collectors who started buying my paintings.
Uh-oh.
And so I felt feeling, yeah, I felt
okay,
good.
Well, so this is really
and
good.
Yeah, so I started using my money to continue my career, my fashion, and the charity.
All right, well, that sounds good. My guest today is Ada Yang, known as Queen Knack. Yes, Queen Knack. Okay, you know, I'm going to play a quick music. So when I come back, I want you to tell me where you actually got the queen from. I want to know, is your husband a king? Or are you the queen? Or why are people calling you queen? But we'll come back to that. Let's take a quick break. And we play this music, The Pikinden. You know, this song is done for us by one of Sierra Leone's top rappers, and he's LJ Da Boss. And he gave us this particular song because Ada is engaged, or Queen Knack is engaged in charity work, dealing with children, and he wants us to play this particular song. And so this is The Pikinden by LJ Da Boss.
Treat them, let we take care of them, let we not trawear them, let we not forbid them, let we educate them, let we not abuse them, let we encourage them, let we not refuse them, let we control them, let we clothe them, feel for them and feed them, let we not trap them, let we take them, let we begin them, let we foment them and tell them begin for go school, let we let we use them as tool, but see begin when I go school, it painful if it is spent by you, wanna for spent by you begin, proud of you, wanna for proud of you begin. Get it in the end now with future. Don't make the end now we are like a creatures. Begin them. Yeah, we members say that them not in future. Begin them. Yeah, we take care of them. Make we not regret tomorrow. Begin them. Wait on the good of them. Make we not forget say that we begin them. Yeah, we members say that them not in future. Begin a good time for those who say the beginning bread no butter. Begin the cell cold water that can build in a school and begin a butter. And so me asking the cry way angry can make begin then they die. Tell on people who not make wake up cause the picking don't get the heart then they cry. They say bad bush can they for tropicking them. They good all them bad now we begin them. We no get no choice by forming them. Yeah. So make we join them together and work hard for food picking and treats. It's a life they live in. If you ask them, they go tell you say no sweets. Wish for the day they go get good meal. Now we lead them for go out and go steal. Wish for the day they go get good meal. Now we lead them for go out and go steal. If you take your picking, not give a let. They will take your picking, not take a let. They for eat 3 times a day, clean and go school. Live happily.
life. They know the truth, they can pin me. Every time I see them church markets, they on the side, up and on the first profit. The beginning of bad, now the way I'm feeling bad. Some are even time, they don't know how life hard. How to go past the school, or time they choice to sell. See for itself, pass between the bells. When they send you, if you run, go quick and come. Got your arms up for every way you wanna come.
Wish for the day that you get good meal. Now go lead them for go out and go steal. Wish for the day that you get good meal. Now go lead them for go out and go steal.
Strictly for the kids, all right?
Begin them. Let we remember, say that them not in future. Begin them. Let we take care of them, make them not regret tomorrow. Begin them. Wait out the good, I'm going to forget, say that we begin them. Let we remember, say that them not in future.
Yeah. The first of all, I want to say plenty thank you to Muhammad Kalon. All the great things that we don't do is as simply on. The picking that we don't take care of. May God bless you, man. I salute you, man. You know what I mean, eh? I look out for LA Chain Foundation, too. I call them LA Karen and Sherry, okay? Woo. And I want to say to thank you to the other people that would take care of picking that as simply on. You know? You see, the picking are not bad at all. And a way of living ain't bad. Make you try for change the picking the way of living. You know what I mean? Not just because you poor me say you picking for they live the way they live. So not put the blame for the poverty at all. And to you we get when you feed the picking them, make sure say send small to your neighbor and picking them. And I mean they one in a high matter. So the picking and a big wife. So the picking and a bear. So the picking and the camps them. No visits the areas there so they see how picking and they live. No change them picking there so their way of living, man. And I want to wish all the picking that would live their unhappy life. May God make them begin live the happy life. Okay? I refer more day. LA love you now, man.
We love you best. LA, you're the best. Rah!
All right, I told you, beautiful music there. Thank you very much, L.A.J., the boss, for that song. Wonderful. And now let me come back to Queen Nack. You know, you smile like a queen. You know, so now I am curious. Are people just calling you queen? Or
so? Everyone wants to know. Actually, people think there is one media in Beijing that normally say, I'm the queen and my husband is a king and we have our empire. That's how they look at things.
And I looked at it because when I saw your wedding video,
yes,
on YouTube, you were like the black queen out there.
Exactly. But the thing is, back home, I used to be the queen of my union. We had a little union back in my university.
Okay.
And we call it Embrix. So Embrix made me the queen, and then I was the queen of the college.
And, which college did you go to?
Emmy Beck College of Finance and college Management.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what were you doing back home? Okay, let's go to your career back home.
Okay.
What were you doing?
I used to be
what did you study?
I went to St. Joseph's Primary and High School. And
oh, conventonian.
Estel Fidelis Vidal Faithful. And then I went to college and I studied business administration.
Okay.
So I was there and I, you know, college days, we had to join unions to pair group and everything. You had to be together and everything. So I was the queen of my union.
Of your union. Okay,
yeah.
So that's how the queen came about.
Yes.
And so this queen has been transferred to China.
Yes.
And now you are the queen of... should and I call you the black queen?
Yeah, they call me. Yeah, you can call me. Actually, me being a queen and coming to China and everything, it's helped a lot in our relationship, me and Mr. Yang,
okay.
My husband. Yeah, because people think I'm someone who is, well, because you know, sometimes you just got married to someone, they don't know much about you, but when they ask and everything, they call, oh, Queen Ak. So
okay.
Because of that, so many people started calling Mr. Yang King. And we started having so many media attention.
Oh,
and people call us the queen.
Because of you,
and
now, Mr. Yang is now a king.
Yeah.
And you are the queen.
Yes.
Okay, you know, just before I go to my next piece of music, I want to know, there's a huge cultural difference.
Yeah.
between Sierra Leone, that small nation in West Africa, and a big country like China.
Yeah.
That, I would say China has one of the largest populations in the world.
Absolutely.
And so what was it like, that cross-cultural barrier? How did you cross that barrier? What was the difference in culture like? How did you cope?
Well, it's a lot. I'll be honest with you, it's really a lot. But the thing is, in life, one has to be focused on what you're doing. I choose to get married to Mr. Yang and move to China. I didn't know all about China.
Mr. Yang met you in Sierra Leone?
Yes.
What was he doing in Sierra Leone? Was he visiting?
No. He wanted to marry a black woman for more than 20 years now.
Oh.
Yes, so he met with one of our sisters who's called Maria. And yeah, and he wanted to marry Maria, but Maria was into her thing and everything. So she helped him. She said, okay, I'll help you take you to Sierra Leone so you get married to an African woman.
Wow.
He wanted to marry a black woman, so actually.
Can you speak some of the Chinese now?
I can.
Okay. whatever you're going to say, I will not understand.
Okay.
Just speak some Chinese for me, please.
Taja hao, wo xin Ada Yang. Well, she hates Tungwaren.
Yeah.
I'm like, hello, everyone. I'm Ada Yang. I'm a black Chinese.
Oh, my goodness. I love that. Eh?
Yeah.
You know, one thing I love about the Chinese language is that when the people are talking, it's like they're singing.
Yeah, they are so soft. They are so cool. Chinese people are actually peaceful people. They are very peaceful.
Okay.
You know, it's one of the differences. Like in the Western world, they teach you how to be confident. How to talk to people with confidence. You have to be bold and everything. But in China, they teach you how to be soft.
How to be soft.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll be right back. And when we come back, we'll come to the paintings. My guest today is Queen Nack, a Sierra Leonean cultural ambassador. She's a fashion designer, but now she's moved to China and she has got into paintings. And so today we're going to look at her paintings and we'll be talking about it. So don't go away and we'll take a piece of music and we're still going with Ella J. Tawa for you. You know, that's my favorite tune. So I dedicate it out to you all out there. Let's enjoy the song and I'll be right back.
Baby. Don't beat me for you, only kill me for you, even swear me for you, still it a while for you. They don't beat me for you, only kill me for you, even swear me for you, still it a while for you. Baby, they are for you. Baby, still it a while. When I honey, now you can lay him. If you had swam, now you sabi golem. Inside the bedroom, sabi give me your pattern. And it's in trouble, come in, looking polar. And if I hungry, girl, you know they fool on. When I be there, don't get smooth to one. We close door, too quick for the broke arm. And it's in where I scot, you back arm. And it's in where I want, you can bring him. Girl, you too fine, sweet, so you can't come. You too straightforward, you know get pattern. Girl, you water, water, I'm a sabi big time. And girl, you water, water, I'm a sabi not him. I just wanna let you know, you're not the number one.
The one I let you, mama. We go there by you, where you under. It's dry, rest, carry, and sugar. Do what you want and complain later. Claim for God, I no go busy but the hammer. If I want it, they go ready for Shia. Red sun can go ready for beer. No go wear shorts and go tie lapper. No go make up, go show you real beauty. But you don't know, it's no go dip on my party. I go protect you just like condom. Treat you right and build your mansion. Yo, I want you, tell me then go sleep. And tell us that we love, so to them too deep. All my notes say I want, no one I can keep. But pretty girl, when I do me hot dog beat.
They don't beat me for you. Hell, they kill me for you. Even swear me for you. Still it a while for you. They don't beat me for you. Hell, they kill me for you. Even swear me for you. Still it a while for you. Baby, they are for you. Baby, still it a while.
Save you, press call, I go make you sweat. Put smile on your face, you no go upset. Show you real love, where you no go regret. Only like raw egg, you no go broke, na me hand. Put ring on your finger, the left hand. No go promise anything, I no go fulfill. I ready for go jail for your sake, why go don't kill for you. I no go keep true, man, I trust you. And I go make sure, say I see. I never regret the fact that I met you. Just wanna love you, and that's stress.
All right, welcome back to the African Beat on the Voice of America. And my guest is the beautiful Queen Nag. Now, I want us to look at some of these paintings, and if you can just tell me exactly, when I'm looking at this painting, I see, like, fruits all over and some parts of the branches of a tree, but you know what this painting is all about. So can you just tell me about it?
Okay, first of all, the thing about Chinese painting, it's a bit different from the Western painting, because Chinese painting, you need to give viewers the chance to, you don't need to let them know what exactly you're
you
doing.
You are painting what's in
yes,
your mind.
Yes, yes. And you need to let them think that it's unfinished. Mm. When you look at the Chinese painting, you need to let them feel that, oh, this painting is not yet done. You know, most times, traditional Chinese painting goes with only the ink and water. You just need to use the black ink and water and just do and leave a lot of white space in the background. You don't need to express too much. Like in Western painting, you have to show the real. You know, when they do the oil paint, they paint a guy, you actually see that, oh, this is David Vandy, oh, this is Ada Yang, they painted. But in Chinese painting, it's, you know, it's a very long history.
Okay. And,
yeah. Okay. So this painting, you can see it's a mango tree. Actually a mango goddess. She is a lady. This is her head. Look at her lips.
Oh.
The eyes are somewhere inside. Uh-huh, she's just buying, and this is her breast, her back.
Okay.
This is
her
belly.
That's the waist part of the belly. And oh my God. Now so, I can see the lady there.
Yes.
Okay. And what about this one?
And this, you know, okay, I'll be honest with you. When I was young, I used to climb up the mango trees when I'm hungry, pick up some fruits and eat.
so we all your paintings have something to do with mango?
Yeah, then that's how I started. I started with mangoes. That's why they call me the mango goddess.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So in Africa, we have a saying that goes like this, man can go.
Mm-hmm.
So when you eat mangoes, it can take you a very long way. Yeah, you can go wherever you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I know you know about it. Mm-hmm. So this painting here, you can see the African mask.
Mm-hmm.
It's our history. It's our culture. This is how we celebrate. Back home, we need to use this kind of mask, you know, to do our dance and everything, especially when we want to meet in the evening hours and dance and everything. And we have our societies and everything. So we have different kind of masks in Africa that represent different kind of societies. So this is about the African culture. And this is, as you can see, the African beads and everything, mm-hmm. and the mangoes are
and
here.
The mangoes are there.
So, yeah.
And then after eating a lot of mangoes,
you can go wherever you want to go.
Mango.
Exactly.
All right. These are all very, very classic. And very recently, about a few weeks ago, you had a show here in the U.S., and that is your first show.
Yeah.
So tell me, why did you come to the U.S. to do a show like that, your painting show?
First of all, I came to see my family members, and then I was talking to my boss. I said, because my boss is a Chinese, he treats me, oh my God, he is amazing. They own one of the biggest furniture companies in Beijing. So I was talking to him like, boss, I'm going to be a little bit, because I told him I'm only coming for 2 weeks. And he was like, it's fine, it's okay, but I want you to do something in the U.S. Take photos, videos, and send them to me, because I'll like to share them with so they know that my artist is in the U.S. My boss, he believed in me so much, and he made me think that I can be somebody great in the world in the future. The day we officially signed my contract, he told me that I'm signing this contract because I believe in you.
I believe in you.
I know you will become someone very great in the future. I said, but why? Then he said, for a young lady like you coming to China, 20 years of age coming to China, and the way you embrace the culture, you learn the language, and you've done so much, you know, in China. So I believe if you can survive in China, you survive in every part of the world.
And so that is what brought about the show here.
That's how.
So what was the outcome? What was it like? How did people appreciate it?
It was good. It was good. People went, and I want to say thanks to you also, because you also helped me invite few people. And I want to say thanks to your brother, King Milan. He came to cover the show. And
King Milan came all the way from Sierra Leone.
Yeah.
He had to cover the show for the Sierra Leone Broadcasting Corporation.
Yes.
That is awesome.
Yes. And I want to say thanks to the artists, because actually they were the ones who came and made the show. It was all about me, my paintings and everything, but
so
they
after,
came.
After all of this, do you intend coming back here for a bigger program, or let's say go back to Sierra Leone to do your, like a bigger exhibition?
Absolutely. I want to come back and do something much more bigger. This was just like saying hello, saying hi.
Queen Mac is in town.
And I just want you all to know that I'm just toying, and I'll be back.
All right. Okay, when we come back, we'll be climaxing the show with our great guest for today, Queen Mac. But let's take a piece of music now, and this one is by Succulent, and this song is hitting big time. It's called God Not a Bang Foom. Let's enjoy.
Young people, the beat.
Succulent. Sugar Martin.
Woo!
Live up! Don't give up. No matter the hard times, keep on trying.
Tell them not to get too much chance.
say God know the bang. So no fail for caller. Any problem where you get it ready for solver. But talk to God not free. God in network no music. If you believe it, you shall receive it. No condition is permanent. Why you see your fall and for food and this is this? Can we not get an agreement?
Beautiful music there by Succulent. And so let us come back to our guest, Queen Nah. First of all, I just want to say thank you so much for accepting our invitation to come on the African Beat today. The last thing I want to ask you, or let me say one more before we close. The way you are speaking the Chinese, now I hope you have not forgotten the Creole.
Well, sometimes when I go to Freetown, I had to mix the Creole and Chinese.
So you still sabito Creole?
I still sabito Creole.
You sabito Creole, good one.
Good one.
You sabito cassava leaf?
I never forget that. Eh, cassava leaf, put me on.
I say cassava leaf.
Cassava leaf.
Okay, so if you want to invite like your Chinese family to Sierra Leone to come and eat our traditional food like cassava leaf, how would you say that to them in Chinese?
In Chinese. Taja ni ma hao, huai ni ma lai do fito, sai la liang, wo de goja hen mei li, hen piao liang, ni mong ko lai kan kan, ni mong ko lai wa.
That one is wrong.
Like, I was just saying, like, hi, my Chinese friends and family. I want to invite you all to come to Africa, my country, Sierra Leone, to come and see and have fun. Okay. My country is very beautiful and you will love it.
Well, thank you so very much, Queen Nat.
Thanks for having me.
It has been
me.
A pleasure having you here on the show as my favorite guest for today. And I hope anytime you're back in the U.S., you will make the Voice of America your place.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, that's it. And till we meet again, I want to say a very big thank you to my engineer and the technicians out there, Gary. I want to say thank you to King Milan and thank you to Ella J. And thank you, Queen Nak, for being my guest. Till then, I am David Van Der Heer in Washington, saying bye-bye.